you've seen great success in drop one, and you're not going to have the same success in drop two or drop three or drop four. It will diminish because you have not built a customer base on social media. They're actually seeing a lifestyle that's lived by people who wear this brand, and they understand it's a lifestyle of positivity. This is the Street Cred Podcast, the show helping clothing brands turn their audience into a community of super fans, because I want people to be super fans for your brand. I'm Elijah Delport. That was a bit of an odd intro, but it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've come back to this podcast. It's a new year. Happy 2025. 2024 was a big year for my company, and 2025 is going to be even bigger. I'm really excited to share more about what that's going to look like really soon with you guys. But today I wanted to talk about how to find your first 1,000 super fans. And I think this is a great episode to start the year with, because this is what we're all about. It's what we have been about. And I want to start with the core things, coming back to the 101, which is community building super fans for your brand. And so this also comes from a question that I got on a call this week. I was speaking with a brand that I was helping out. And look, just to give you some context, his clothing brand had done their first drop and they did really well. They did about $3,000 in revenue. And look, let's call him Mike. That's not his real name. But Mike did a really good job also at building a strong community of in-person customers. And about 90% of the revenue that came from his first drop was all his friends and family, his in-person customers, which is fantastic. Like, amazing that you can earn $3,000 from that. But his question that he came to me with was, how do you take an in-person community to social media? And what happens with many brands, and I'll have this conversation with them after, that are a bit further on than Mike was, that come to me and that say the same thing, that drop one went fantastic, and then every drop after that had diminishing returns. And it's because your friends and family buy in the first drops, but they happen to not be your target customers. They're just buying because they're supporting you, and then you haven't done a job, you haven't put any effort into actually developing your true customer base. And so that's really what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how to take your in-person community and bring it to social media. And even if you don't have an in-person community and you don't have anything like that that's strong in the real world, then this is going to be helpful in learning how to build a community on social media as a clothing brand anyway. And so let's talk about Mike and let's go a bit deeper into his brand. And so Mike, he was creating a brand that's all about spreading positivity. And I know that people recognize Mike as a very optimistic person. And this goes as far in his brand as in he was donating 10 meals to a food bank for everyone that purchased. And so it wasn't just that his brand was about positivity, but they were actually doing positive things for the community when you buy the products. And so for the in-person customers, they recognized that Mike was positive. They wanted to be positive too. And so the solution in becoming that positive person like Mike was buying from his brand, because that's what his brand recognizes. Plus, on top of that, the belief is reinforced by donating to the food bank. That was all true for the in-person customers. However, here was Mike's problem. We had a look at his social media page and it was nothing but products. It was nothing about positivity other than what he had written in the bio, which was his catchphrase or his slogan for the brand. And there was nothing about the food banks either on his social media page. And so unless you knew him in person, it may as well have been dropshipping. It may as well have been dropshipping, which it wasn't. And Mike had fantastic intentions. He had a great product. And so I said to him, I see this potential problem where you've seen great success in drop one and you're not going to have the same success in drop two or drop three or drop four. It will diminish because you have not built a customer base on social media that is the same strong community and high converting community as your in-person, you know, your friends and family, and they will get tired, right? So even your friends and family cannot buy your stuff forever, and they won't. And so now we get to the point where how do we take that strong in-person community and bring it to social media? And it really comes down to understanding what made his in-person community work and then practical ways to implement that on social media. So here are some practical, so again, like what made his in-person community work? They knew Mike as a person and they knew he was positive. They liked Mike for that reason. And they wanted to be positive too. And they knew that he was donating money or donating meals to a food bank, right? Epic. All right, we got those things. So bringing that to social media, it looks like step one. It looks like starting to create message-focused content. So in the same way that Mike lived his life and was outwardly a positive person, that needs to be shown on social media with positive content. And so I'm thinking stuff like documenting people that are doing positive things in the community. And that can absolutely be brand content because there's going to be people in the community. Like the example that I'll give is maybe there's a local church and there's a volunteer in the local church. They're not getting paid. They're doing this out of passion, out of a deep love in their heart for a community. And they're doing a very positive thing. They're helping people. And maybe they're doing a homeless outreach, for example, this church. And so what Mike could do is he could document this homeless outreach and he could go and interview that person and ask them questions like, are you a positive person and why? Or why are you doing such positive things for the community? What makes you passionate? What makes you hopeful about the community? Now when people see the brand, they're not just seeing products, they're actually seeing a lifestyle that's lived by people who wear this brand and they understand it's a lifestyle of positivity. And if I put it on, I'm going to be representing that too. So I want to be a part of this community. And so like another idea going beyond that would be to, you know, like a man on the street content, where you could just walk up to people and ask them a simple question, like, are you a positive person? And if they say yes, they say, why do you say that? What makes you say you're a positive person? Or why aren't you? Or what are you positive about? Right? It's a similar kind of idea. So all I'm doing is thinking of what are 101 ways that we can make content about real positivity in the world, and make it diverse yet have that common string that's all about positivity. And in the process, of course, you want the people in the videos wearing the garments. You want them wearing the products, but it doesn't have to be focused on the products. It's just a little side note that, oh, they're talking about positivity and they're wearing this really cool hoodie. Okay, now I'm going to associate that concept with that product. And that's the whole point that we're getting at. That's one of the features that we broke down of his in-person community. And hey, by the way, this is your personal invitation to join me in the Super Fan Club, the space for fashion entrepreneurs building clothing brand communities. We're going to teach you how to turn your customers into super fans. And there's three things that you get access to inside. First, there's a 5-part clothing brand community course. Then you'll get access to a network of hundreds of other brand owners, as well as a free one-on-one onboarding call. And the best part is that it costs $0. So what's the catch, you're asking? Well, here it is. Only 33% of applicants actually get in because we are only looking for the most committed brand owners. So if you're game enough, click the link in the description below and apply now for free. I'll see you on the inside. Right, so that's step one, is by creating message-focused content. Step two, showing the people that are involved in the community efforts. And so in this case, the community efforts that Mike is making is donating 10 meals for every order to the local food bank. And so I would be creating videos where you're meeting the homeless people who are impacted by the meals. I'd be getting to know, like, what is the impact of this meal? And so you're really going to be getting really deep and vulnerable stories about how they lost their job, or they're even struggling to provide for their family, or they lost their house and they lost their home. And they're so appreciative of people in the community that see them, that acknowledge them in a really low and vulnerable state, and that are supplying them with food and meals so that they can focus. They don't have to focus on surviving and getting their needs met, but they can focus on like getting themselves established back into their lives. Like, this is the kind of thing that goes viral too. And it goes beyond, like, I'm hesitant to go too much into the virality, because it's that, then are you just doing this to go viral? No. This is like a byproduct of creating content like this, is that it's vulnerable and it's stuff that social media loves and not everyone's willing to create. So when I see it, it's really fresh and new. But the point is that you're actually doing good things for real people in the community. So that's one way. Another way is you can meet the managers of the food bank. This is what I would do, Mike. I'd meet the managers of the food bank. What, again, and this is kind of relates to documenting people that are doing positive things in the community. It's pretty well the same idea. And you're doing the same thing there. And get your products on them. Put the t-shirt on them. Put the hoodie on them. And when you film them wearing the stuff. And finally, I would be telling people where their money is going. So I'd be creating a video with a drop, and I, like, even a new one for every drop, or one that you can pin to the top of your page that's saying, for these products or any products that you buy with us, we're donating 10 meals to this food bank. And so they're like, there are three different ways that you can show the same thing, the impact that people are having on the community, or the positive outreach efforts. You can show the people that are impacted by the work, you can show people that are doing the work, or you can tell people about the work. But the reason I mentioned the first two before just telling people is because you want to show, not tell, okay? And it doesn't mean not tell at all. It just means show before tell, rather. Finally, number three, Mike, I would create a space to spread positivity. Now, when I say space, I mean starting with something virtual, like a Discord group, a Facebook group, or a WhatsApp community. And this is a space where your people online can gather and they can start making friends with each other, and they can start talking about the things that are the reason why they like your brand. And it's the same way that you, as a person that is positive, and you reflect that with all the people and all the conversations you have everywhere you go, your audience on social media can now do the same. And so this is the part where a lot of brands miss. They miss the connectivity. And this is what I believe, that ability to have a back and forth discussion where you have a call, you have a response, you have questions, you have answers without a real agenda other than a baseline for why we're meeting. That is something that I think for a long time in the fashion industry has been hard to get. And now we have the ability to do that, and a lot of brands don't jump on this. And you could even have fun things, like you could have chat categories, for example, one that says encouragement, where people can come on and they can share an encouragement with someone else for their day, or you could ask for one if you're having, you know, if you need one. Or you could have another chat category called I Had a Bad Day. And it's kind of, I think of the idea like this, Mike. It's like the antidote to toxic positivity, where everything is happy, happy, happy. You're saying, oh, well, sometimes we have a bad day. We just need a safe and healthy, we need a safe space and a healthy way to speak about it. And this chat category is the space for that. And also on top of that, a virtual community being a space to spread positivity could also turn into in-person events. So you could have, like, you know, for example, a walk and talk event that you plan with particular people that are in a particular local area, where you simply come together and you're kind of spreading positivity with each other by having conversations about these things in person. Or another one could be a community event where you're doing some kind of active service for the community. These are just a couple of ways that you could turn a virtual community into in-person events. And so to summarize all these points, Mike, the way that I would go about turning your strong in-person community with your family and friends in converting it into something that you can replicate on Instagram, I would, number one, start by creating message-focused content. Content about positivity, documenting people doing positive things in the local area. Number two, I would show the people the community efforts that you're doing. By showing people the food bank, I would document the homeless people who are impacted by the meals. I would impact the managers of the food bank. And I would tell people where their money is going on top of that. I wanted to hear it from you. And finally, I would create a space to spread positivity. And dear listener, dear brand owner, your brand may not be about spreading positivity, right? And not to say that it's negative, only to say that it might be about sport, or it might be about mental health, or maybe it's about finding your passions. Whatever your brand identity is, you can do the same thing. You can create content about your brand message. You can share with people what the efforts that you're doing with the community, and you can create a space where people that are interested in that thing can come together and talk. And that is exactly how you build a community on the internet. And funny enough, it's not too dissimilar to how you do it in the real world. So guys, let's get creative. I hope this was helpful to you today. And Mike, if you're listening, put this in practice. Let me know. Send me an email if it works. Yeah, but anyway, but thanks for listening. This has been the Street Cred Podcast, and we are posting episodes on Mondays every single week. We have guests incoming, and if you would like to feature as a guest on this podcast, then please reach out. Send an email to me. It's lij@elijahdelport.com. It's lij@elijahdelport.com. Just let me know what you would talk about on the podcast. We want brand owners who are doing creative things in order to build strong communities. And you don't need to have everything worked out. You don't need to be the biggest brand. You don't need to have even been super successful. All we want is some creative thing that you're doing to build community or have some impact on the fashion industry that goes beyond creating great products. And we want to hear about it. And I think it's going to inspire some other people in the show. Also, if you're not already part of the Superfan Club, I invite you to join. There's a link in the description. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I'm Elijah Delport, and I'll see you next week.